Mr. Alexander Goodman, come this way. Interview commencing at 0200 hours and 30 minutes, Alpha Mary. 6th of April 2013. Suspect DB4005. Mr. Alexander Goodman. Mr. Goodman, do you know why you're here?
Yeah.
Yes or no, officer, would be appropriate.
Yes, officer.
Do you care to elaborate as to why you're sat in front of me today?
I plead the fifth.
Come on, you're not in the US anymore. I saw what you were doing.
Chilling on the beach?
By yourself?
Bro.
I'm not your brother. For the purposes of the tape, please explain why you're here.
I don't know why this is necessary, officer.
I'm sure you're not foolish enough to question the interview protocol of the East Fife Constabulary that has been established for over 67 years this coming April. I have been an officer for 29 years, 10 months. So please, Mr. Goodman, I suggest that you do not question how these interviews operate.
Fine. But who listens to these tapes?
I, PC McGee, do not need to justify these methods to you, Mr. Goodman. I'm the one asking the questions, and you sit there and answer them. So, tell me why you're sat here, and then we can get on with the interview.
It's, you know, relaxing.
Do you know many other people who relax on this Castle Sands that way?
I know other people have done it.
Other people have?
Yeah.
And have you seen these other people doing it?
No, but it's one of those St. Andrews student traditions, you know?
Well, clearly I missed out on this tradition when I was a student. Enlighten me.
It's, you know, a tradition, like the May Dip, the Pier Jump, or the PH.
I may have heard of those, yes.
Well, bravehearting the haggis is where it's a tradition where guys can get lucky.
Get lucky?
Yeah, you know.
No, I don't.
Don't make me say it.
I'm afraid you're going to have to.
It's a tradition that gets you lucky with the ladies.
Ah.
So you've heard of it?
No. Look, Sonny, what you do in your own time in private is not an issue, but you have breached the Scottish Produce Pact of 2008. I quote, Chapter 8, Verse 5, Line 3, that states, criminal conduct within the sight of Scottish produce is in breach of the Universal Code of Human Produce Behaviour.
Officer, please, I don't know any of this stuff. No harm was intended.
If you tell me exactly how this tradition works, I'll see what I can do.
Okay. So it goes that if you get a haggis and you, you know, do your thing on Castle Sands at night, it guarantees you'll get laid with some chick by the end of the year.
I see. This Scottish Procedure Protection Pact is public documentation, and it's your responsibility to be informed about relevant legislation if you wish to engage in such activity.
I'm from the States. We don't have anything like that where I'm from in Massachusetts.
As a current resident in East Fife, legal discrepancies between previous and current residences are the inhabitants' responsibility to research. In addition, you owe Tesco Limited a total of £3.99 for the haggis you forgot to pay.
Is that what it's about? That was a mistake. I always intended to pay. I'm no thief.
However, the theft and misuse of Scottish produce is a serious issue and something that we in the East Fife Constabulary are focused on cutting down. Too often, students think their misuse of local fresh produce is acceptable. It is a real problem, especially here in St Andrews. We file north of 8 cases like this a week, and enough is enough. Differences of legal standpoints between hometowns and East Fife does not justify behaviour like this. I don't care where you come from, son. You're in East Fife now. In East Fife, this form of misconduct has not, is not, and will never be tolerated. I am well within my rights to impose a 7-month ban from all Tesco produce, a restraining order of a 12-mile radius from all East Fife decomposable produce, and public disclosure of your actions.
No! Not a restraining order.
The only place you'll be able to buy your fresh produce will be Dundee.
No, officer, please.
We live and learn, son, and you need to learn.
Can't you give me a formal warning? Please, I've learnt my lesson.
No, Mr. Goodman. Enough is enough. This needs to stop.
At least make the restraining order 7 miles so I can buy green produce in Lucre's. Cooper, anything but Dundee.
This is not a process of negotiation, Mr. Goodman. You will do as I say.
But I have never been in trouble with the law before. Please have mercy.
Mr. Gutman, after being a law enforcer for over 29 years, my capacity to have mercy on people like you starts to wear thin. For this reason, consider yourself lucky to get off lightly. Don't even try ordering online. We know your IP address and all online orders are tracked by the East Fife Constabulary. We are watching you, Mr. Goodman, and your time is up. Miss Cynthia Rothschild, follow me. The time is 200 hours and 37 minutes, Alpha Mary. Sixth interview commences. Suspect name, Cynthia Rothschild. Suspect found wandering the streets of St. Andrews, naked. Collected around 11 p.m. by myself, PC McGee. So, Miss Rothschild, you've had quite the night.
Oh, thank you for asking. Yes, it was so very pleasant. The moon was just so round and plump. It reminded me of my grandmother's hugs. I just had to be in its company all night long.
Uh-huh. Well, there's nothing wrong with appreciating the majesty of the moon. What is wrong is doing so completely naked in a small residential town.
Well, he didn't have any clothes on either.
Who?
The moon.
Look, Miss Rothschild, can you just tell me why what it was you were found perusing the streets of St. Andrews without wearing any clothes?
Oh, well, to be honest, I just forgot to put any on.
What do you mean you forgot?
Well, if you must know, Constable, it's actually quite a nuisance. You see, I was brought up in a commune not far from San Francisco. My parents are great believers at being at one with nature, and they view clothes as an inhibition to that. So we never used to wear clothes, ever. I ate, slept, walked, talked, studied, cooked, and played naked all the time. For me, it wasn't so much liberation as just being my life. The only time I ever had to wear clothes was when I left the commune, which really wasn't often.
I don't care. What I do care about is you breaking the law under my watch. So I shall ask again. Why were you found naked in the streets of St. Andrews? This is Fife. No nudist Californication's going to be found here.
I know. It's probably the main reason I regret choosing this school, having to wear clothes. Oh, jeez, and the Scots just do not cater for vegans at all. Do you know how hard it is to find a good vegan meal in any restaurant, cafe, or near impossible, I tell you, Constable?
You're still not answering my question.
Do you find it uncomfortable that I'm still naked now?
I don't mind.
It's just, it can't be often that a man like you sees a girl like me naked.
No, I can't say that it is.
Do you like this? Here, you can touch if you want to.
Oh, okay.
No,
God, just for the record, I did not accept this young naked girl's advances, not at all.
Oh, Constable.
Would you please answer my question?
Of course, I'm so sorry. So I'm a life model for the life drawing classes held by the Art Sock. They too share my love of natural light, nudity, and the outdoors. I had been volunteering my naked human form for 2.5 hours before I began my walk. And anyway, tonight they had a drawing by moonlight evening down on the castle sands. So I went and I did my modeling. I love it. It's the only time I really feel comfortable here.
Can you help me set up my canvas holder?
Your easel?
Yeah, it's like a deck chair, except you can't sit on it and it isn't sunny. The moon is beautiful, though.
Full moon.
It licks you, Cynthia, like a cat licks its milk.
It reminds me of the Renaissance.
I'm so pleased I did history of art. Are you using clay?
I don't connect with a piece if I don't craft it with my hands. I like to feel art. I like to need it.
Well, sculpture is the oldest form of art.
Yep, but this is a life drawing class.
Actually, I think cave drawings are probably older than sculpture.
No, Cynthia, no, they aren't.
I think they are. They're all of stick people.
That doesn't make them old. Even our children today draw stick people.
Yeah, it does. They're primitive, closer to the apes.
If anything, stick people look less like apes, not more like apes.
Please be quiet. I'm trying to concentrate.
But you're the model. You're just sat with your legs open.
Rude.
Life drawing is really relaxing, but I think I like work that's more transparent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like things made of glass.
Shh!
Cynthia, you really should have brought your iPod if you was going to be so bloody pedantic.
Yes, but I didn't. So if you just have some respect and keep quiet, I am art after all.
You know, I think it's important to discuss your process. Why work as a group if you aren't going to learn from one another? You're all for the soil from which I suck my nutrients, after all.
Exactly, yeah. So Bella used to only use charcoal and it always looked crap, so I never used charcoal.
Thanks, Ben.
You see, it really is very important. Do you have anything you want to share, Cynthia?
Only that I feel the magnetic pull of the moon. Funny things always happen when it's a full moon, and I can sense that all sort of rogue activities will be happening tonight.
Well, for fuck's sake, Cynthia.
Do you remember when Jasper used to print out photos of random naked women and trace them?
That is cheating, actually, yeah.
Although maybe tracing is still an art form. There is, after all, still a beauty to the recreation of a photo.
No, Raphael, we did it at primary school. There is no beauty to tracing.
Oh, what about Tracy Emin?
Actually, my aunt went to school with her.
My cousin goes to Goldsmiths.
Oh, really? I was going to apply there. It's really rather good, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's really, really funny he didn't turn up to his interview because it was part of a performance piece called Invisibility.
Oh, really? You see, that's quite funny. I did a similar thing at my Oxford interview.
Did you get in?
No, I didn't. But quite frankly, I never wanted to go anyway.
What's that other art school called?
Chelsea?
No.
Wimbledon, perhaps?
No.
Richmond?
Is that an art school?
No, it's just near where I'd quite like to come from.
Camberwell.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I did this internship in London, and it was really cool and just full of really fun people. And when you went to the office, you had to walk past there.
Look, that's all very well. That doesn't explain why you were then wandering around naked.
Oh, yes, well, I just forgot to put my clothes back on after the class, and Raphael, God knows where he comes from. He's just such a dreamy man. He just whisked me away to climb on the castle sands to look at the star constellations, and the moon was so big and bright, and...
And then you just wandered home naked.
Well, yes, Constable, that was the idea. But then he picked me up just as I was on my way. I had totally forgotten I was naked. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be a nuisance.
Now, Miss Rothschild, I'm afraid there are more serious matters at hand.
Oh, thank the chlorophyll. Finally, someone who knows the truth about climate change. It really is...
Excuse me, Miss Rothschild, but the only people who can interrupt me are my late mother and Alexander Salmond. The more serious matter I am referring to is the fact that you were found wandering around naked in the vicinity of a park. I'm sorry to tell you this, but this is grounds for marking you... as a paedophile.
No, that's absurd. I love children. I mean, I love children. Not in the way that you just said.
The only thing worse than a paedophile is one that's a hippie.
This whole thing is ludicrous, Constable. Besides, there wasn't a child to be seen.
Well, you were seen indecently exposing yourself, and that, my wee lassie, is a punishable crime. We don't stand for such exhibitionism in Fife. But you're a nice-looking girl, so... I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and assume it'll just be a one-off. But consider this an official warning. If you are caught naked in public, PC McGee shall have to press charges.
Oh, Constable, you are good to me.